Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the ultimate Sleep Number event on the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. You can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
But can it help keep me asleep?
Absolutely. It intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable.
Will it help me come out swinging?
You got this.
So you can really promise better sleep?
Not promise, prove. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus 0% interest for 60 months on all smart beds. Ends Monday.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
A junkie walking through the twilight. I'm on my way home. I left 3 days ago, but no one seems to know I've gone. Home is where the hatred is. Home is filled with pain, and it might not be such a bad idea if I never went home again.
Front Porch by Sister Bessie, out of Lagos, Nigeria, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Dial 516-453-9133 to listen. to the show, press 1 to speak to me. Also, WW Blog Talk Radio. The title of my show tonight is The Code Back. Is the code back or is it lack to a whack? I always like to throw people off with my title of my show. So I will begin, and this show will be about certain codes, certain deceptions that has been plaguing us. The first quote I'd like to say is, in order to stabilize world population, we must eliminate 350,000 people per day. It is a horrible thing to say, but it is just as bad not to say it. Said by Jacques Cousteau, 1991. Now, I also have another statement. This is from Revelations 13:16-18. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark of the beast or the number of his name. Here's wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. According to other old writings, the number of the beast man is 666 or 616. This number also reveals the man who shall deceive the world. Power corrupts absolutely. Have nothing to do with the deeds of darkness. Expose them. Knowledge is the forbidden fruit. Whoever controls your knowledge controls your thoughts and behavior. When your belief does not align with facts, you've been deceived and misled. The powers that be don't want you to know or learn the truth. If you know the truth, they can't control you. Knowledge is freedom. Corinthians 2:11, be aware how Satan works. How many of you are aware of his devices? How can you give your best to the Almighty being ignorant? Now, we're going to go to the black codes. Now, I wanted to talk about the black codes because when the virus came out, we were under a lockdown. And the lockdown resembles the black codes because you couldn't go shopping. You couldn't do this and you couldn't do that. And people were treating people badly because they did not have the virus. So let's go over something concerning the black codes. Black codes was subtle. Restricted black people rights to own property, conduct business, buy and lease lands, and move freely through public spaces. A central element of the black codes were vagrancy laws, states criminalizing men who were out of work or who were not working at white jobs. The black codes consisted of this back in that time. Also, if you think black codes and Jim Crow vanished into thin air, you're delusional. These codes still exist. A man was placed in jail for watering his neighbor's flower. A man was arrested on his front porch, a man of color. Black women enters a restaurant bar and was told she should leave because that place was only for whites. Arresting while driving black, arresting while walking, being shot for having a mental disorder, being arrested for cashing your check in the banks. That was part of black codes. And today we have a situation with our banks. When you go in to draw your hard on money, they will ask you questions. Why do you want that money? They do not want you to take your own money out. This system is created to stop you from buying things with money. Things will be going online. Everything will be put online. And money will have no value no more. So let me continue. Being called nigger while shopping, being arrested just for being black, being placed in an ambulance, by the time you get to the hospital, your neck is broke. You are paralyzed. Being arrested and you're handicapped. Law enforcement drags handicapped man out of his car while he is telling them, I'm paralyzed. Being spit on by white women who are called Karens. Other races calling you nigger and saying foul things about you, and you haven't done anything to them. No warrant knocks. Black people's homes that have caused death and no warrant knocks. Shipment of containers with black male penises to the tune of 7,000 delivered to China, labeled as plantains. Who is committing the violence against the black men? Were they sending these boxes of black penises from Africa? Black people being disrespected in sports in other countries, calling them monkeys. Schools cutting black students' hair because it looked different. From the white people's hair, white supremacists targeting black communities, our churches are males to kill. Black women being attacked at Trump's demonstration. I'm saying this because we have people around the world that are coming into nations and not considering the civilians there. But there was an incident that the government wrote the 200 memorandum, and it's called the Rex 84 plan for Americans. So the Rex 84 plan consisted of an emergency act that would round up the majority of the black people in the nation within an eight-hour period. So in 1984, the Spanish were added to that list. So I want to tell the Latiners that's coming in this country and going in other places around the world, they got something for you too. You have been used and you have been deceived and you don't even know it. You got to look at your history and see what was done to a lot of nations around the world. I'd also like to say, do you know that 100 million of Native Americans were killed in America? Do you know that every person was not from Africa? Our own people were already here in America. And they were murdered and killed, 100 million of them. Also, 55 million died of disease brought in by the colonizers. This is why I don't celebrate. When there's crime and murder, why would I celebrate something when it has blood on it? Not happening. And what happened to a lot of those 100 million Native Americans were people of color. They were sold, and they were labeled as Negroes. They were sold around the world, even in the islands where the sugar plantations was. They were sold and labeled Negroes. So everybody that is of color in this nation, you was not, a lot of you was not brought from Africa, as far as your ancestors concerned. You were already here. Now, if you go back in history, now they're revealing the color of these Native Americans. Please go back and check that out. Also, I came across a video of a brother talking about DNA strands. What he said, and on the document and in the book that he had, it said that other races, their DNA consisted of 6 DNA strands. And the black DNA series consisted of 9 DNA series. Do you hear that? Other races only had 6. And the black race had 9 DNA series. This is why the colonizers, stole almost everything from us and twisted the stories of how great we were. So how did we allow them to take over everything? Because we abandoned the Creator. This is just my opinion. The higher the DNA series, the higher the intelligence. So in order to reach that intelligence, they can consume the person or steal everything that has power that belongs to the indigenous persons, such as mummies, and taking their body parts, such as the 7,000 penises that were delivered to China. Jim Crow, the systematic practice of discriminating against and suppressing black people, absolutely derogatory name for a black person. We also had sundown laws. Now, as I said, when the virus came out, there were all these rules that we had to follow. A lot of us couldn't go on shopping because we didn't have a mask. We could not go in restaurants because we didn't have a mask. You had to have a vaccine card. Then you had people that was angry because you didn't take the vaccine. This is similar to the black code. They put the whole world on a black code, and the world has not been right since they have done this. And there are people dying after they have had the shot months later. Quite a few elderly has gone. And I would like to say this. The Native Americans, on their birth certificate, the ones that their ancestors were already here, on their birth certificate says colored. That meant that they were native to this land. And we have a problem today that most people don't know that we were native to this land. Of course, we have the $5 in Native Americans. But they are not the true owners of this land. Emancipation, to free from bondage, oppression, or restraint, liberate, law to release a child from the control of parents, or a guardian, ownership, purchases, see man. Segregation, or that advocates on practice racial segregation. Now, segregation, that was used around the world when the virus came out. Segregation, We couldn't do a lot of things. So the black hole was still here. Reconstruction, the act of result of construction, the period 1865-1877, when the federal government ruled the Confederate states before readmitting them to the Union. Reconstruct, to reconstruct again, to cause, to adapt to a social economic change. We are being deceived all around the world by what is going on with our governments. They're starting to put everything online, and after a while, you will not be able to buy and sell unless they say so. This system is already in China. They can video you and know who you are. So once they take the money out of play, you will be trapped. The Ku Klux Klan and the lynchings terrorized black America. You start to see the rise of lynching, and lynchings were really about the message sent to the living people. Hassett Walker says, it might have been about punishing that individual person, but it was done to keep the other people in line to say, see, this could happen to you. This could happen to you. So if we get to the point where we want to voice our opinion and we disagree with our rulers, this may be what will happen to most people that speak out against their government. Also, we have books that are being banned around the world, books that are being banned in America. Right now, there's a total of 1,144 books that has been banned. Most of the titles are in Texas, where Texas has banned 713 books, Pennsylvania 456 books, Florida 204 books, Oklahoma 43. This is an alarming spike where they're going to be taking books that deal with racism, the true story, the founding of America, the slavery. They will be taking these books offline. So they said that they are doing this so others can't be harmed by knowing this knowledge. If you don't know the past knowledge, how can you change the future? If you don't know the past, you may end up with the past happening again. In order to know the truth, you have to go back in history and make those changes within yourself, within your family, within your community. But they don't want that. They want killing, murder, purging. This is what they want. And they want the world to participate in it. These are some books that you can look up for yourself. 100 Years of Lynching. The ISIS Papers. Medical Apartheid. Breaking Rank. Another book by, I believe, an ex-officer, Nam Stan, for calling return of the police. He wrote in his book what police officers felt about black men. There's a book out there that he broke rank and actually told the story of how the police felt about black men. Food will be used as a weapon. He who controls the food will control have control of the world. Now, we have situations around the world in other countries where farmers, their land is being taken by the government. Now, think about it. A lot of people are coming in over the border. And there's not enough room for some of these. So these farms that are being taken from the farmers will be used to build apartments and places for them. So if all the farms go, how are we going to receive our food? The farmers' land will be gone. And, you know, once the land is gone and it's just used to put more people on and the food gets less and less, what will happen? The people will turn on each other because there's no food being grown by our farmers. In some countries, they are protesting right now. This is why I'm saying the black code still exists. Jim Crow still exists, but in a different form. You had situations where the people, black people in America, had all these acres of land, and the government has taken it, just outright took them, because due to the fact they didn't have the proper will. Remember that he who controls the food controls the world. Also, I would like to also tell you this. Oh, now we have a track by our international DJ legend, Brother O.
Don't understand, do you? Hey, man, don't you realize in order for us to make this thing work, man, we've got to get rid of the pimps and the pushers and the prostitutes and then start all over again clean.
Hey, look, nobody's pushing me anyway, okay? I mean, not you, not the cops, nobody, man. I mean, you want to get rid of the pushers, I'll help you. But don't send your people after me.
John, can't you see that we can't get rid of one without getting rid of the other? We got to come down on both of them at the same time in order for this whole thing to work for the people.
Hey, look, nobody's closing me out of my business.
With that understanding.
Blessings. I'm back. Dial 516-453-9133. Press 1 to speak to me. We now have a call in queue. Who am I speaking to and where are you from?
Hi, Sister Bessie. This is Mo Garman calling to support your show from Philadelphia. How are you?
Hi, sweetie. How are you doing?
I am doing great. I'm enjoying your perspective, and you are giving quite a lesson tonight. Black codes do limit the rights of blacks, and they are focusing on what you're talking about, and you're making some great points. The books being banned is really, really a huge point that I think you're making, and we need to do things to make sure that those books, you know, stay readable to people. I don't care if that's electing officials or whatever, but we need to make sure that we get to keep those books. I've read Dr. Francis Welsing's book, The Key to the Colors, and that talks a lot about what you're talking about.
Yeah.
He talks about the history of white supremacy and how it goes all the way through, and you're connecting a lot of that. So I just want to make that point.
All right. Thank you, dear. You know, we got to wake up because for people to get the children's books about themselves so they can see themselves and what they read, you know,
right?
Because when they're going to school, they're with a computer, they're getting information off their phones, but are they really exercising their brain? When you read, you exercise both sides of the brain,
right?
The computer can harm your eyes if you're looking at that for hours. You know, so it's nothing wrong with picking up a book. And thank you, my sister. And tell us when your show is coming on. I appreciate you.
Sure. My show is Breaking the Silence, and it will be on Friday, November the 4th, and we'll be talking about healing from shame.
All right. Thank you. Peace and blessings. Okay, brothers and sisters out there, the act of blinding someone, you teach that person lies, and then those people teach others the lie for generations. And this is what we have done, and this is what has happened to our school system, teaching people the truth so they can make changes within themselves. But to teach them things where they can be only consumers and be controlled. There's no literature on this planet that should stop you from thinking. You should always ask questions. You should always think of what is being presented to you and your family, your children. How can you fight if you don't know the difference from good and evil? I also would like to tell you about a new executive order that was done by our president. So I know some of you are saying out there, oh, he's not my president. Wow, he is your president because he's the one that running things. Okay, so President Biden created a new executive order. It's called 14067. And this is one of the most treacherous acts by a sitting president in the history of our public section. Public. Section 4 sets the stage for legal government surveillance of all U.S. citizens, total control over your bank accounts, the ability to silence all dissenting voices for good. In this new war on freedom, the Democrats aren't coming for guns. They're coming for your money. They're coming for your money you got in the bank. Even though they can send $80 million to Ukraine and spend your money by giving stimulus to the immigrants that's coming in. But are they running out of money so they can come after you for yours? As I said before, many people are going in the banks and say, for instance, you might have $50,000 in the bank and you might want $10,000 in the bank. You got to wait for that money. But if you go under $10,000, you're still going to be harassed about your money. They don't want people to take their money out of the banks. This is where the mark of the beast come in that I read to you earlier. This is about to happen. The U.S. dollar will be made obsolete, and your hard-earned money will be confiscated. The cash currency we have now will be replaced with a new programmable digital tokens. This system is already, as I said before, in China and maybe some Russian and European countries. There are many people, many of our people don't see what's going on. This is for control of all currency for all Americans and control for all currency around the world. This new money will be totally programmed by the government. This also means they will be able to turn on or off your money at will. You hear that? The AOC has already publicly declared her support for a government-controlled spyware currency. The digital dollar means Democrats would be able to punish any contribution purchase, or even social media comments that they don't like. I got to repeat that. The digital dollar means Democrats will be able to punish any contribution, purchase, or even social media comment they don't like. We now have another music by Brother DJ O. Brother O.
Understand you by and by. you cannot slip. Just move on up. But please, you can find interest people, a beautiful people, where there's only one kind. So hush not, child, and don't cry. Your folks might understand you by and by. Move on up and keep on wishing. Remember, your dream is your only scheme, so keep on pushing. Take nothing less than the supreme best. Do not obey, no mistake, say that you can pass the test. Just move on up to a greater day. With just a little of faith, if you put your mind to it, you can surely do it.
And blessings to my brothers and sisters around the world. I'm going to continue. It will be a mandatory currency of the United States. The CBDC, central bank digital currency, will destroy freedom. The paper money isn't backed by anything. All the gold we had in the bank reserve in the U.S. is now in the Queen's vault. All that gold that came from Africa, all that gold that came from America and other indigenous places around the world. Now, I talked about the mark of the beast in the beginning, but I want to give you some movies concerning the microchip. There are people that have already been microchipped in the world. I don't know if you know that, but a lot of them have the chips already in their hand. And it said that the chips, far as the scripture concerned, it says the hand. But from what I'm seeing, it's the head, the hand, and the shoulder for the chip. All right, these movies that I have, that they predict what the government is going to do by chipping people. These movies, some of you may know of them. Universal Soldier, New Generation, Conspiracy Theory, 1997. The 007, Bond was chipped on this movie. And what he asked to the person that can makes the decisions for him, he said, is this to control me? And she looked at him and she said, yes. The Matrix, 1999. Minority Report. Buttonwood Kids. They Live. Now, They Live is really a good one, to show that someone else is in control of how you think, how you work, how you spend your money, and they will be controlling all of that. Logan's Run, 1976. Fortress, 1982. Implant. Demolition Man, 1993. Phantom Menace, 1999. A TV drama, The Lost Enemy of 2008, Total Recall. I know many of you out there remember Total Recall. And that came out in 1990. An animated series, Futurama, 1999. Dr. Catherine Breck, on her website discusses the chip on the brink of the march, 2004. This lady discusses what they were getting, or they are doing and getting ready to do. And her name was Albrecht, Catherine Albrecht, and the video was done in 2004. About time the elite programming you, you will want to be chipped. We are being programmed on a daily basis to accept this. Do you want to accept this? Or you want to fight against it? I don't want a chip in me because I wasn't born with one. Are you willing to take this chip? When they said that 350,000 people has to die every day. Another movie is called Mission Impossible, Born Identity, Beautiful Mind, CSI Miami in 2004, The Manchurian Candidate in 2004. The casual mention of the chip in Slumdog Millionaire. See, they put what they want to tell you right in the movies, what they planned on doing. They put those things right before your eyes. And many of us watch the movies and do not pay any attention on what's actually going on. What they choosing to show us, what they're going to do to us. Caller number two, peace and blessings. Who am I speaking with?
Yeah, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where people decorate their house with Bibles and don't use them.
Peace
What's up?
And blessings,
How you
my
doing,
brother.
How you doing, Sister Bessie? What's going on? I'm here. You're giving it up on here. And what I want to do is I want to elaborate on something.
Yes.
I want to elaborate on the fact that what you say, you know what I'm saying, where people are lost, they don't know who they are, they don't know their lineage. It's that the average man in America doesn't know their father, let alone their grandfather or whoever these people is. And it's easy to create a generation where, let's say, for instance, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? If I had kids maybe 5 or 7 years earlier than when I started, you know what I'm saying, my grandkids would be old enough to be having children by now. So the whole thing is that's how easy it is to form a generation and for your generations to be lost and misguided. You know what I'm saying? Where you got to understand this. A person, a millionaire, or a person with air, you know, people been getting high for centuries of time, for thousands of years. You know, a man blowing his empire from getting high and tricking and being greedy and gambling and stuff away ain't just started happening in the 1900s. This has been happening since niggas been being rich out here. You start getting high, you know what I'm saying? You blow your whole situation. And remember, wherever it's somebody on top, there's a G Money right next to him. You know what I'm saying? And if people don't know who a G Money is, you got to watch New Jack City. You know what I'm saying? G Money was the one that helped. It was Nino Brown's right-hand man that helped his empire get crushed and crumbled. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Doing sidebar moves. So, listen, the whole thing about this is that's nothing new. There have been G Monies out here for thousands of years. So when things are taken and stripping from you, when the boss ain't the boss no more, then boom, that thing is up for grabs. When the boss ain't around, that block's up for grabs. This methodology ain't nothing new, and it ain't nothing that is still happening. You know what I'm saying? When your boss go to jail, somebody else take over and step up. That don't mean that he qualified to be the boss to hold it down, but that's what happens. When you sometimes pass the torch and pass the thing to the next person or the next generation, they just not built to hold it down. And the next thing you know, it disappears.
Yeah.
So this where it's at, you know what I mean, folks, you know what I mean? Don't start getting high off your own supplies and all that, getting arrogant and all that. That's how you go bankrupt. Going bankrupt ain't something new. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? Where we build the bricks up and stand the sticks up, and where we curse at kids and beat them and all kinds of stuff because we from the old school. Check your satellites.
Brother Clev, can you tell us when your show is coming up?
Oh, so what I believe is my next show would be, I believe, on the 2nd of this month coming up. You know what I'm saying? I will be checking satellites and knocking unnecessary people out of orbit.
All right. Thank you. That's my brother Clev. Y'all make sure y'all tune into his show. One other movie that people need to pay more attention to, and that's The Wizard of Oz. That movie, if you dissect it, you'll understand who was controlling everything. When they get to the Emerald City, wow, they find out there was a person running the machines, running the whole city. So that is what's going on now. We have another track with Brother... Oh.
What a lovely, precious dream. begun. Don't you know that the joy of today is the day that we all be proud to say,
and blessings. Dial 516-453-9133. Press 1 to speak to me. Caller 3, peace and blessings. Who am I speaking with?
Sister Bethy, how are you doing this evening?
Hi, my adopted son.
I see you on here spitting fire as usual. This is your boy, Terry Strength. I'm just calling in to support the show. Hearing the things that you're talking about tonight, it's a constant reminder of the challenges that we have down here and trying to figure these things out. It's just constant. It's just so many things that are happening, so many things that will be happening. And, it can be difficult down here. It's tough. And so I'm just glad you keep us on our toes and help us to realize that we need to find other ways to increase our strength and to, as in the words of Clever One, to check our satellites, right? And then make sure that we pay attention and don't take things for granted. And so I'm enjoying your show. You know who you are. You keep us on our toes and keep us aware of a lot of the stuff that goes on down here, and I want to thank you for that. So,
thank you, my brother. Thank you so much. Tell us when your show is.
I think it's on the 25th. Yep.
Okay.
Tuesday the 25th, my next show.
Okay. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you.
The listeners out there who's listening to my voice, please vote for Terrence Strength for the Class of 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. Let's put our brother in the Hall of Fame. We need your support for Brother Terrence Strength. Thank you. Caller 4 in queue. I mean, caller 4, who am I speaking with?
Hi, how are you doing, Sister Bessie? This is Antonia Batts.
Oh, my sister, my sister.
I hear you, and I thank you. You know, a lot of people who may listen to what you talk about may assume that you're addressing things on behalf of only one race of people, but I don't think they realize all over the world that these matters happen to affect other people and other portions of the world that they are probably never going to be aware of. And
yes,
I will say this, if they're smart, they better take a lot of those matters that you talk about in hand. For example, about the issue regarding the food. I used to wonder why at this one particular meeting of a particular community group here that I attend sometimes, they emphasize the food is the biggest issue on the table, not, you know, the gun violence and the mm-hmm. severity of things that are happening to people, especially here in Philadelphia. And when you put it the way you had, if they would have addressed it that way, I would have definitely said, I see their point, but you had even clarified it even better. People don't understand the severity of a lack of food as a result of the country being flooded with people who are actually not just allowed, but boarded here. And
mm-hmm.
it's not by just their decision alone. And as a result, the farmers, you know, they do have another choice, but they have to leave their farming duties and go into another industry for themselves and their kids. And once everything dries up or is overridden by just an influx of contractors, you know, building contractors mm-hmm. and whoever else who clear the land,
yeah,
then you are 100% right. And about the chips, did you ever think about how when you go to the dental office, not saying all dentists are guilty of it or even guilty, period, but don't be surprised you have inserts being put in your mouth. Say,
mm-hmm.
for example, by way of, what do they call it, root canals and, of course,
mm-hmm.
fillings. And
mm-hmm.
since they're metallic, don't be surprised if they may pick up a certain radio wave that is attracted to what goes on. And they may hear your conversations. They may be used for other purposes. I hate to sound like a skeptic, but truthfully, I have to admit you are pretty much far from the truth on pretty much most things you discuss, because everything else is not for me to challenge. It's just to say, you know, once I see that you have an idea what you're talking about being on point, I mean, best thing I can do is sit back and understand the messages you got out there, trying to even encourage even some of these younger people who are being taught to be materialistic, superficial, destructive, and they're only destroying their own lives. And last, I wanted to mention, speaking of the kids, you know, being destructive, they don't even realize that they're being taught to be greedy after whatever is offered out there in the system, only because
yes.
it's going to come back to bite them. So thank you very
mm-hmm.
much, Sister Bessie. And I tell you, you are just a very good advocate for what you found out there during your studies. And I wanted to say God bless you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Can you tell us when you will be on coming up?
It will be this coming, would you believe, on Halloween night, the 31st, and I'm glad you don't believe in, you know, things that you find to be challenged. That's why I believe, even though I'm not Jehovah's Witness, I believe that Jehovah's Witness don't celebrate holidays and things of that nature,
mm-hmm.
because they may know something more than what a lot of us assume that they know. They don't just not celebrated, not to be celebrating it, but because mm-hmm. of some of the negative connotations that went with some things. So thank you for asking. But October 31st, Monday night, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. And God bless you. I just wanted to say thank you very much.
Thank you, Antonio. Guys, this is a wonderful person. She's been with the podcast almost 9 years. She has dedicated her truth. And please tune in and support Antonio. She's been here a long time. She's a stepping stone for the rest of us that has come along to speak to you. All right, I'm getting to my last point that I'll be making. I have a statement. The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitutes an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. We are governed, our minds are molded, our taste formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men that we have never heard of. We are dominated by the relatively small number of persons who understand the mental processes and social patterns of the masses. It is they who pull the wires which control the public mind, who harnesses old social forces and contrive new ways to bind and guide the world. Caller 5, peace and blessings. Who am I speaking with?
Hello. Hi, it's Ricardo Richard. I was just calling the show. It was really, really good. I think I was listening to you talking about the currency, and it's so crazy because, you know, I feel like throughout my life or whatever, especially when I was younger, I would hear about these times coming. So it's just very, like, interesting that we're actually headed mm-hmm. in that direction. And just a lot of the information you was giving me is really insightful. I tend to, and I don't know if this is a bad or good thing, but I tend to mm-hmm. a lot of times I don't really retain a lot of the information from the news or because I remember when the pandemic first hit for me and I was working, I felt like constantly, I was like really just constantly watching the news, constantly watching, and it really started affecting me at that time, my mental space, and it caused a lot of like anxiety and fear, in which I feel like sometimes the media outlets do. So I'm not really always informed about like what's going on. So when I was listening to what you were saying, it was like, wow, like we're really here. We're really getting to a place where, you know, like, you see that the scriptures are real, like, Jesus is really about to come back.
Yes.
And it's just, it's really unfortunate. Well, it's fortunate, but it's unfortunate that people are being used, you know, by God and also used by the enemy, too, because it's like, these things have to come to pass. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm just like, wow, I'm just really, I don't know the word that was fine, but it's just like, I'm very, I want to see, of course, how this is going to fold out, like, in a sense, but it just has me thinking, like, should I be thinking about what's happening? And I thought about what you said as far as, like, it's going to get to the point where this money is not even going to be, you know, valued the same. You get what I mean? And it's just really, really, I just think overall, when you were saying it, I felt like what screamed at me was, like, get right, you know, before it's over, like, while we have time, while we have breath in our body, like, just get right with the Lord, you know, because we can't change it. And I think in my mind, I used to always feel like, okay, well, maybe things are going to turn around. You get what I'm saying? Maybe things will get better. And going through this for the last 2 years, we're going into the year three, and nothing is not getting better. And I don't think we're ever going to get back to normal, whatever that is. This is our new normal. So I just feel like while we got a chance, it's not going to change it, but I think the only thing we could do is just get right spiritually with God, with Jesus. So, you know, thank you. Like, now I feel like I need to do my research and start looking up and seeing what's going on, you know, like, because there's a lot going on in the world.
Yes, Ricardo, I thank you for your comment, but we have to make the change. We the people around the world has to make a change. We can't live in a violent society that does not want to know the truth about anything. So
right.
I thank you so much, Ricardo. This young man is so wonderful and spiritual. You've got to tune into his show. You know, I love it. I periodically tune in, but he has a wonderful spirit about himself.
Oh,
so I want to
thank
you, Ricardo, and let us know when your next show is.
Yes, my next show will be November 7th, Monday, November 7th at 9:30. So you guys tune in. And thank you so much for your kind words.
All right, Cardo. Be blessed. We have caller 6 in queue. Who am I speaking with? And where are you calling from?
Hey, peace, Mother Sister Betsy. You're speaking with my tribal name, Huni Barkatun, and my pen and stage name is Master Ta Magic Man Haru. You're always bringing in. I just want to say thank you for putting in some serious work. And that's definitely better than a lot of people who have pretty much wasted time, pretty much wasted their life. And not to take away from your flow, but I want to bring something to everyone's attention, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There was a mass shooting that took place in Raleigh. From what the media said, this evil bastard was 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Shot 5 people.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, they took him alive. And the reason why I'm saying this is because they always give, especially our people, that rhetoric that all lives matter.
Mm-hmm.
But it only matters when it's one of them. And I'm talking about through the white power structure. And unfortunately, if you're in the image of a Caucasian, your life is going to be spared. They're not treated the same.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care because he was 15 years old. Evil is evil. But how many of our children, black, brown, yellow, or anything other than white, can lose their life by reaching for a wallet? Lose their life with their hands up, don't shoot. Hands down, don't shoot. And our people have just accepted that. See, the truth of the matter is the evil one in their kind has invaded this planet and invaded the minds, especially of our people. So when one who incarnate like I do to, you know, initiate the wake-up call, our people are so in love with Caucasians, it's ridiculous. Everybody should be outraged. Everyone, if that is true. Anyway, let me put a plug in. My show's coming up Thursday. Like I said, I try to warn people. For 37 years, I played games with y'all. I try to spare a lot of feelings. I ain't got time to spare no feelings now, especially when, you know, the evil ones amongst us who look like us are out in the streets killing the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
Those days is over.
Yeah.
So help me, man. Mm-hmm. Anyway, 9:30, I'm the host of We Will Aware You. And check this out, Mother Sister Bessie.
Yeah.
I'm raising a question. I'll be speaking about critical race theory. Now, on one hand, I'm asking what are they trying to hide, but the truth of the matter is the evil one of their kind never hid. They never, ever hid who and what they are. Yeah, they did lie and try to make it seem like they was the beginners of the Bible and God is white and Jesus is white and angels is white. And they also never hid the fact Lucifer, the devil, and all of those other names is also white, even though they try to act like it was us. But critical race theory is very, very important.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Divine truth. No one can deny that no more. No one can deny that no more. And if you allow yourself to remain in that stupidity, you don't have no one else to blame but yourself.
Correct. Thank you, Brother Hooney. I love you, and thank you for your words and support. Thank you so much. Okay, guys, I'm done with my presentation today. I just want to thank my supporters, and I'd like to speak to you about a new business in Philadelphia. If you're looking for a new spot for comfort food, well, Chicken Cone just opened in Philly. They are located across the street from Temple University School of Dentistry. They serve the best chicken in a cone. You can get a chicken cone meal, sandwich, or tenders. They even have kids' meals. Try one of their waffle crunch shakes, vanilla chocolate, or caramel. Everything is so plucking good. Chicken and Cone Philly, look them up on Facebook and Instagram, located at 3216 North Broad Street in Philadelphia. And when you go there, tell them Sister Bessie sent you.
One, two, get down. Santa Claus can be the boss. Santa Claus can be the boss. I paid the cost for being the boss. Look at me, you know what to see. Look at me, know what you see? See a bad mother. Paid the cost to be the boss. Paid the cost to be the boss. Look at me, know what you see? See a bad mother.
Wow, I paid the cost and beat a boss. I love it, I love it, I love it. Another night of great music by our wonderful, wonderful producer and DJ and Striney, Brother O. I loved it. And Sister Bessie, I truly enjoyed your show tonight. A very wonderful show. Is the code black? Or is it lack and whack, everybody? So, wow. Great information tonight, Sister Bessie, and comments from our fellow host. And it was a wonderful night. And I thank you so much for your show tonight. And I invite you all to tune in Sunday night for News Forum. I am going to be talking about the upcoming election, which is going to be held November 8th. And the last day to register to vote in Pennsylvania, everybody, is October 24th. And this is a very important election around this country, but all eyes are on Pennsylvania this election for a number of reasons, and we're going to discuss them on Sunday night. And we're going to have members and organizers and field directors from the Working Families Party. And we're going to talk all about that party on Sunday. And also we're going to have guests from the Libertarian Party as well. So make sure you guys tune in. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_Time and Ola Dele Malewa Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight, oladele.ngozi@my.com. For our mothers and fathers' favorite producer, Ola Dele Malewa Ngozi, I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. And stay tuned for News Forum by me, Dr. Chinchilla J, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, Sunday night, right here on WBNN, or you can tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com. Now, stay tuned. Back to International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, Sister Bessie the Truther.
Thank you for all your support. I know a lot of people don't like me because of due to the fact that I give out this information, but I'm going to do me. And I want you to know that my love goes out to everyone of every race. But you have to make a change if you want to save this world. You are the one that will have to help to save this world and to save the people around you that you love so much. So I thank you, and I will see you next month. Peace and blessings to everyone.